everybody. Welcome to White Cane Travel. This is podcast number 25. I have something that I thought would be quite interesting for both a technology standpoint and a traveling standpoint. Where does this come in, you say? The topic of today's podcast is going to be the automated voice announcement systems. You heard in my travels across Los Angeles County the announcements of streets, and in some places train stops. How is that occurring? Well, I give you an overview of what the system is called with some participation notes, because I'm here in Los Angeles and there are other parts of the country to cover too. How does this automated voice announcement system work, and what happens when it does not work? Do drivers call stops? Are they required to? Here in LA County, they are required to. The ones that I've personally been involved in and with don't. I do find those that do and commend those through Metro's STAR program. For the time being, I'm not going to talk about the bad aspect of this. However, you will hear in the next little while a little bit about this system, how I have learned that it works, especially on the trains, and inquire on whether it works the same or even better. So all of that is coming up as podcast number 25. And if you are listening through Livewire, you can contact me at box 2276. And everyone else through the RSS feed, you may contact me by sending an email. My email address is Jared, that's J-A-R-E-D, at whitecanetravel.com. You can also text or WhatsApp area code 804-442-6975. Now, without any further ado, let's talk about the automated voice announcement system. Thanks for listening. All right, folks, welcome back to the Tech Podcast. I'm going to cross-post this to the White Cane Travel Podcast, because I have something of interest I've been thinking about lately. And I started to tape this on Livewire, but then it was mainly part of a test because I was trying to figure out something with something else in regards to Google Voice. But that's neither here nor there. I want to get right into this, and should I get distracted enough, I will do the whole thing on the computer and scrap this file. But if anyone says hi or anything, it's coincidental. But I need to be going now. So I want to talk about the automated voice announcement systems. And the reason why I want to talk about them is because I am curious about how different ones work, the technology behind it. On the White Cane Travel podcast, they have heard me traveling in various places, learning new routes and so forth.
And above ground, the system we know for sure uses the GPS positioning system. And we also know at times that it's not going to be 100% perfect, and that's all well and good. So, underground, we don't have the luxury of that. We don't have the luxury of knowing where we are with our apps either. And that could be very, very interesting, because if the automated voice announcement system doesn't work for whatever reason, then by rule, at least here with Los Angeles Metro, by rule, the operator of the vehicle being driven, whether it's the train or the bus, is supposed to call the stops. Now, the following is only my experience and doesn't mean anything because other parts of the country are going to be different. But in my part of the country, in my experience in LA, most of the drivers do not call stops. Now, on the 31st of August, I found a driver, and this driver did call stops, even with the automated voice announcement system working. And I gave him a little bit of feedback. And I said, I like the work you did. The fact that you were calling stops was great. But since this is a large bus and you want everybody to hear you, just use the mic. You did it once to tell them the doors were closing, but just use the mic. I heard you, but I really appreciated the fact that you called stops, and I said that a lot of the drivers I encounter don't, and I appreciate the fact that you did. So, this is quite interesting, and we're in a time in our lives now where, you know, we are needing to get places by a certain time. And as I travel, even though I am walking at this current moment and all of that, it seems to me that we are in all such a hurry that nobody's paying attention to anything. I mean, take, for example, on the technology side, going to the store. Now, if you're going by yourself, there are apps to help you identify things, right? And you could, in theory, do it on your own. Now, take the fact that you get driven and somebody can help you. Well, when crossing that parking lot, I found that these cars don't really go slow. And I don't want to say every single one, because there are cars that will go slow. And on podcast 18 of White Cane Travel, I talked about these wristbands that I wear. And that's on the White Cane Travel side, where I actually had them on, and the car ended up paying attention because they saw something there. I did have my cane too, but I took the person's arm instead, and that was kind of probably a good idea in my book. I ended up picking up something. He led me right to a trash can to throw that away, and did it the way that somebody who guides a blind person would do that. Lead you right to it. I was actually impressed. He's never viewed White Cane Travel's website. So, you know, if you take the bus to the store, getting back to the AVA aspect of things, how does yours work? And would you be willing to tape a portion of your trip so listeners on the podcast can view what the particulars are in regards to the AVA and how it works? And if you happen to tape the segment for White Cane Travel and it's not working correctly, we would be interested, or at least I would, on whether or not the operators call stops. Now, the reason why I want to bring this up is simple. Summer's approaching an end. We have a change of season coming, and of course that'll make it difficult to travel. And while you're traveling in good conditions, it's good to start talking about the technology that helps you get around safely, whether it's the AVA on the bus, the transit app, which was covered on both the technology podcast series and the White Cane Travel podcast series, and an overall understanding of how you might not understand how it all works, but you should understand the processes in place, even if you're not, you know, involved in Metro's day-to-day operations like I am with the committee I'm involved in, and so forth. So, that is what I'm curious about. How do your systems work? Is it similar to the GPS system? And of course, if you do have the trains, I'm understanding a little bit more about how the trains are working. It's based on the car, but I'm not 100% sure, and that's something I really want to explore, because between both White Cane Travel and Tech, this could get very interesting where the two podcasts merge together. And so that is that. Do some of you, at least on the White Cane Travel side, do some of you travel underground? And if the AVA is working, do we understand how it works. I know I've heard one, I think it was in Washington, where it actually, you know, said doors opening on the left. Somewhere. I don't remember where offhand. I wish I did, because I would have tried to figure out. I don't remember who did it. Now, when we are traveling and we reach Vermont and Santa Monica, the train, when we go toward Union Station, the train will say, in this direction, doors will open on the right. But it doesn't say that doors open on the left regularly. They assume that we know that, or we can hear that. So I am curious on all of this. And if you're listening on the Tech Podcast, I am curious to find out what you think about all of this. And how does it work for you if you hear this? I'm Jared. Thanks for listening.